I'm at the village of Karaleti, which is about 5 kilometres north of Gori. And, well, I mean, the Russians are still here. I'm basically just outside the Russian checkpoint. It's a rather sylvan scene, but sort of tall poplar trees until you look down and then you see the sort of camp, which is encircled by a razor wire. There's a Russian flag flying here next to a sort of peacekeeping blue flag. And a group of Russian soldiers here basically sort of stopping all cars. And just across the road from me is a sort of Russian media, about sort of 50 metres away. It's a bit like the sort of new Berlin Wall. And I tried to go and talk to them earlier on, but the Russian peacekeepers stopped me. Earlier on today, when I was here, there were two European Union light armoured vehicles that went in and were patrolling for the first time from October the 1st, these so-called border villages between South Ossetia and what we now call Georgia proper. They went in for about an hour and a half and came out. I have to say, they're not much of a match for the Russian army. I mean, they're, for a start, they're very French. They wear berets. They've got these EU armbands on, and they're very blue. But they're not armed. I mean, they're merely an observing mission. And, you know, as of today, the Russians simply haven't left. And really, John, there are no signs at the moment that they intend to leave.
Because Javier Solana was in Georgia on Tuesday expressing optimism that Moscow would withdraw troops before October the 10th.
Well, that's right. You know, Russia's president Dmitry Medvedev signed this agreement on the 8th of September with Nicolas Sarkozy, in which he promised to pull all Russian forces out of this sort of so-called buffer zone. But the problem is, you know, he's promised other things in the past, including notably an agreement in August that Russian forces would withdraw from Georgia. And, of course, they didn't. They withdrew at a timetable the Kremlin itself decided. And I think, really, from the ground, you know, it's clear just how impotent the European Union is. I mean, they've done this mission. But at the end of the day, it's just 70 people from you know, countries including Malta and Luxembourg, which, let's face it, are not really kind of big hitters. Really, it's up to the Kremlin. If the Kremlin wants to pull out by October the 10th, they will. And if they don't, they won't. And there doesn't seem much that anybody can do about that.
I know it's difficult to say from where you are, Luke, but do you have any idea what life's like for civilians on the other side of what you've described as the new Berlin Wall?
Well, I've been talking to people today, both, you know, here at the checkpoints and in the refugee camps in Gori. There's a refugee camp now with 2,200 people in it. Overall, there'd be about 12,000 people just from the Gori region who've been displaced from this sort of buffer zone. They say things are sketchy. They say that Ossetian paramilitaries are still coming down from South Ossetia, that they're still burning houses, which is what they were doing a lot in August. They're still driving out the few Georgians who stayed. I talked to one man who was sort of coming into the border zone with his donkey, who said that they were stealing cattle. And I think the situation is precarious. And really, the IDPs, the displaced people I've talked to, have said that, you know, as soon as the Europeans and the Georgians actually, you know, go into this area and the Russians leave, then they will go back. But at the moment, they don't feel safe. And frankly, you know, I can't blame them.
Luke, many thanks.